Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Geekly Reveal. It's that show that brings you news on a weekly basis. You know how we do. It's the same thing every week till the end of time. Yes, as always. As always, it's me, it's your host, Dom, aka Brother Dom, all over the internet, and I am joined by the illustrious co-host. Would you like to tell the people who exactly you are?
Well, I've got to keep some secrets, but I am Stephanie. I am Captain Steph on Twitter and The Smoke Queer on Tumblr, and we out here, I guess.
That is true. In fact, we are out here in the place, cyberspace, in fact, New Pittsburgh, York. Steph, how you doing today? How's life? How's things going?
Pretty good. Three-day weekend. I slept in this morning. Had some banana bread for breakfast. You know, just living my dreams.
Wait, three-day weekend? Why do you have a three-day weekend?
Because it's President's Day tomorrow.
How do we have President's Day?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it's one of those things like, oh, if you want to give me the day off, that's cool. I don't really support the... I mean, I guess President's Day is supporting, like, old-school presidents, but, like, it's like, I don't really support the president. It's like, I don't really support Columbus, but, like...
Oh, okay. So is that a bank holiday, then, really? Or, like... Because I feel like less people have this off than some of the other bank holidays.
We were all, like, really shocked that, that we had the day off. Like, I didn't realize until, like, Wednesday of last week, and, But, like, the bank is closed on Tuesday, and, like, the library is closed on Monday. Closed until Tuesday, and the library is closed until Tuesday, so.
That's wild. I didn't know that many people celebrated or honored President's Day. Like, jokes aside, I didn't realize that was considered a bank holiday. In fact, I think I forget every year, even in times where I'm super hype. It's more like, wow, huh, okay then, sure, why not?
Here we are.
We should celebrate Lincoln's something. Let's see how people want to celebrate Lincoln, because, you know, he was very famous for three reasons. I'll let you all figure that out. Hey, listeners, we still have the Discord. Come over and check it out. We're still fledgling and new and trying to get some traction. If you come over and chit-chat with us, fun will be had, I promise.
Yeah,
and
hang out.
There will be a link in the description, as there always is. Whether you're watching this or listening to this on the internet or on your podcast catcher of choice, be iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you get them, there's going to be a description. And if you're there, give us 5 stars. It'll be dope. Or just rate us in general. Much appreciated. Yeah. That's ads at the top. We got to get those call to action like we're real e-celebrities.
But
we're getting there. We're getting there. E-celebrities, have you heard of Tommy Wiseau?
I have.
You know,
I still have not seen his movies.
You haven't seen The Room? I thought you saw The Room.
I still haven't seen The Room.
You should check out The Room.
My roommate really wants me to sit down and watch it, but, like, I just haven't got around there.
You have a whole extra day off.
I know.
So, like, you should watch The Room tomorrow.
Okay.
I recommend it. I think it's, like, free on YouTube, like, from him. But maybe
I'm pretty
not.
Sure he has it on DVD.
Oh, that was a great use of money. I say sarcastically, but I actually mean it, too. So, either way.
Huh?
Besides that, yeah, Tommy Wiseau, he's coming out with that movie. I think it's called Big Shark.
I think that's true. I think it's called Big Shark.
Big Shark. I don't quite understand how this man makes movies, what his talent or process is, but I know people enjoy them a lot. And I think that's the main thing to have in a movie. So we could call it bad, but it's still good in a way if it brings so many people joy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I think it counts for something. You should watch that movie when it comes out. But I just kind of wanted to talk about it because I saw an ad on Twitter for it or something. And just want to bring light to auteurs. I believe he's technically an auteur, right?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, like, I do like sharks and I do like bad movies. So I feel like that's right up my alley.
Have you seen Sharknado?
I have. I actually didn't care for Sharknado, at least the first one.
Did you watch the rest?
I've not seen the other ones.
Oh, Sharknado 1's, like, by far and away, like, the least good one.
Okay, I was gonna say, because I, like, the thing this is, like, a petty thing about Sharknado, the first Sharknado movie, is that, like, I was sad that they were murdering the sharks so much, because the sharks didn't really do anything. Like, they just were, like, picked up out of their house and got thrown into this tornado, and it's not their fault that they were in the wrong place. Like, when it's, like, a sharktopus or something that's, like, a weird hybrid that's, like, out to murder people, then that's one thing for them to fight it. But, like, sharks are good. Sharks are endangered.
See, not the sharks in the Sharknado. For whatever reason, they seemed to be, like, spiteful, and they were trying to, like, get people. Like, they weren't just, like, falling, you know what I mean? Like, they were, like, actively hostile for some reason. So I think that's why I was okay. They weren't just, like, it wasn't like a fishnado, you know what I mean? There weren't other animals in these tornadoes. I like to believe yeah. that the sharks participated in the Sharknado to cause mayhem. Because it doesn't make any sense that there were no others, there's no other sea life in these nados, as it were. The nados are coming. Any other shark news? I don't think we have any shark news. I don't have any shark jokes today. Any shark jokes today?
No, I think this bit's gonna bite it.
The Grammys passed. How about that? They will be last week as of this coming out.
As of this week.
Yeah, we record in an interesting fashion. Did you watch the Grammys? Did you watch anything about it?
I did not. I saw that the because of the bizarre curation of my Twitter feed, pretty much the only thing that I saw was that people were bummed that Dirty Computer kind of got skipped over.
Yeah, I am surprised that people thought that anything had any chance of having any success. Not that it didn't deserve it, that's obviously true, but I don't know why people are like, oh, I can't believe it didn't win. Really? Have you ever seen the Grammys?
Watched the Grammys before?
Me thinks that you haven't, because it obviously was not going to happen. But, you know, we get some Album of the Year from some Kacey Musgraves, Dua Lipa got new artist. So a lot of good awards. It's the Grammys. I don't know if... Does it have a lot of prestige? Do a lot of people... It matters, but should it matter? I don't know how to really parse this. I don't have a lot of love for a lot of award shows, because I think they're... Even if you were trying not to be biased, you can't help it, because there's only so much bandwidth that any particular listener has for any particular thing. Does that make sense to say?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm, like, fairly checked out from the Grammys and other, like, music award shows, just because I don't listen to a lot of music. Like, even more so than I am from, like, the Oscars, because, like, I don't watch a lot of, like, Oscar-type movies.
Right. Yeah, I don't, I have a much harder time with the Oscars, because I can't, like, you can't listen to a movie while you're driving to work and get any of the experience that was worthwhile.
Yeah.
But I can inactively listen to music, and, like, I can miss the point of an album, but I can say I participated, versus someone's like, hey, watch Roma. I'm like, not only do you have to watch Roma, you have to read Roma. And it's like, okay, well, I can read a book or watch a movie. Those are good things, but they're hard next to each other. And yet I'll watch subtitled anime for hours. I was gonna say,
yeah, like, the subtitles don't necessarily bother me, it's just, like, that's not the kind of movie I enjoy watching.
Is it because you're uncultured, or is it because it's too much bandwidth?
I'm
joking, obviously. Oh, wow, okay, we went there. Wow, way to...
We went there, yeah, I mean, like, I have simple tastes, and those tastes are, you know, punching people and superheroes.
That's fair. There were some good awards, though, I will say. This Is America got a lot of awards.
Oh, yeah.
Like, best, I think best record, like, song, yeah, record of the year and song of the year, which I think song of the year is a very interesting discussion, because it's not, like, a lot of these have best in the title, like, best pop solo performance. I'm looking at the site, best traditional pop vocal album. But then this will just say song of the year, which is not saying... It's the best, but there's different things about it. Like, they have different criteria. I don't know how much I care about all that, because it seems fairly arbitrary anyway. But I think a song that generates that much conversation deserves some sort of discussion around it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Cardi B's album got Best Rap Album of the Year, which is pretty dope. That's very exciting. I think Cardi B is quite the personality. So that's dope. Agree. We all should be happy for her.
Yes.
Oh, I guess Dave Chappelle won Best Comedy Album. I forgot that they did that.
What?
Yeah, they do, like if your comedy goes to an album, you can get a Grammy for it.
I know that you can get, I mean, like, because they do Best Audiobook and stuff like that, too. But also, like, Dave Chappelle put a comedy album out this year?
Technically. I mean, it was just his Netflix special combination. Which, it also feels weird since he released them together. It was technically, if you want to put it that way, a double album, because it was a double special.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that feels a little tricky, but congratulations to him. I think it was, he writes very well. Pharrell got Best Producer of the Year. Non-classical, of course. It's in there. So a lot of interesting awards, a lot of cool stuff. Nothing that I really went wild for. I don't watch the Grammys because it's just... Also, I get up really early, so these award specials, they like start at like 8, 9 o'clock. I'm like, I gotta be up at 5:30. This might not end till midnight.
Yeah, not into that.
But it is nice that there's a format, some sort of prestigious ability for things to win. So that's the Grammys. And I guess it's award season because we also have the Steam Awards. But before we jump into any other thoughts on the Grammys, do you want to throw some shade at anybody? Want to get mad? Fight the power?
Who am I throwing shade at?
I don't know. It's up to you. You know, you're the master of your own destiny.
I don't know. If it's transitioned into video games, I'm going to throw some shade at the slippery climb level of Crash Bandicoot because it's terrible.
You're still in the first one, right?
I'm still in the first one. I have like 3 levels left and it's like... You're entirely right. It's so broken.
Is the first Crash anybody's favorite game out of the trilogy?
I don't know. I don't know if anyone... I've ever heard anyone say that.
Because I was here about Warped. And that's the one I played when I was younger.
Yeah, that's what I played.
I couldn't beat the bike levels, but I thought that it was cool. Yeah, we're in video game time. It's time for the Steam Awards. I guess there's like a video you could watch, but I always try to keep an eye on what wins it. And man, I would be disappointed if this wasn't the most like predictable shit I've ever seen. The game of the year according to Steam was between PUBG, so you know, hit number one. Monster Hunter World, okay, cool. Kingdom Come Deliverance was full of controversy anyway. Hitman 2 and Assassin's Creed Odyssey. And PUBG won. So like, I don't think anyone would say that PUBG was the best game of any of these. And none of these were the best game of any of the last 2 years. But whatever, it's fine. I don't think PUBG was game of the year in any sense. It's not even like... all it did was, like, if anything, it gave us Fortnite. That's what it should be known for. It's still a glitchy mess. That
the predecessor to Fortnite.
I don't hear anybody... It's kind of like how League of Legends was. I've never heard someone say, man, I played PUBG yesterday and had a good time. Like no, it's glitchy, it's broken, I hate it, but I keep playing it because I need something to do. I'm like, play another Battle Royale, play a different game, do anything, take a nap, read a book, learn to code. I don't know. There's so many things you could do.
So many options.
And I've never had fun watching that game. That's just me, though. That's just me. VR game of the year. Hey, it was Skyrim. Who thought Skyrim was going to keep winning awards?
I was going to say, what year is this?
I think it just came out for VR. Yeah, in 2018. Okay. But, like, I'm just going to go through these. The one that really, like, made me lose all hope in whatever these processions were. Labor of Love Award, right? Let's check this out.
Mm-hmm. Which you would think would go to, like, maybe, like, an indie or, like, something that, like, took a lot of development or...
Yeah, so here's the description of it. So, like, we can narrow it down. This game has been out for a while. The team is well past the first unveiling of their creative baby. But being the good parents they are, these devs continue to nurture and support their creation. This game, to this day, is still getting new content after all these years. So check out Labor of Love. We're doing this out of the love for it, right? So nominations are Grand Theft Auto V, predominantly the online version, let's keep it real, No Man's Sky, Path of Exile, Betrayal, Dota 2, and Stardew Valley. So if you were to guess, we talked about this, so you can't guess, but who would you have given this to? I personally would give it to No Man's Sky. The game that everyone shit on because it was a piece of garbage when it came out, due to most people's opinion. And like, hey, we're going to rehaul this whole ass game. We're not going to charge you for it. Like, this is the game we should have put out beginning. That's what I would have done.
I have no context for any of these. I'm just going to say Stardew Valley.
Yeah. You know, pretty humble indie game. They've done a lot of fixes. People had some issues with some of the little things. And I said, yeah, we'll fix that. But no, Grand Theft Auto 5 won. The game that Rockstar is nurturing out of the love of their hearts because they just love the game so much. It has nothing to do with the incredible amount of income that this has given them. It's totally, totally, totally because they just love their baby. And it's just getting new content all these years. Like, I don't understand why they're doing it. It's just because they love it. You could even
yeah, sure.
Yeah, check it out, homie. You could even say Dota 2, they're doing this out of love. Because, yeah, they're getting a ton of money off of it. But Steam sells so much trash that they never have to touch Dota again. They're just going to have millions of dollars. Like, they're getting money out of it. But you could hazard to say, they don't need to do this. They could leave this game alone. They probably could. But nope. Grand Theft Auto 5. And that's why gamers are canceled. Because they have no taste. And they don't understand anything. And then, like I said, then it just is, you know, just wanking around The Witcher for a while and some other stuff. I don't know. Best fun with a machine's a category.
Best fun with machine?
Yeah.
Most fun with machine.
Because you control, so is that like... you control a machine.
Oh, yeah. So if they're like driving or something.
Yeah, it's like Euro Truck Simulator, Rocket League, Nier Automata. Because, you know, you're playing as Android, so you know.
And like, so you're, you yourself are a machine.
Yeah, but it went to Rocket League, which, you know, fun game. It's weird that you would give an award to a game from 3 years beforehand. I don't understand, yeah. like what the frame is like, around these, but I guess it could be whatever.
Yeah, like what the
qualifiers are. I don't know.
It's like, I nominate Melee.
Yeah, I'm sure that would win all kinds of awards if, like, that was on Steam. I'm sure they would, like, get tons of fanboys for it. But, you know, it's seeing awards like that that say, you know what, maybe the Grammys have a good idea with, like, their prestige and nonsense, you know, so we don't get, like, complete trash. But, you know, the Oscars are coming, and we'll see all the people happy and outraged when some movies win in a couple, a few months or weeks or whenever those awards are. I don't know. They did reinstate. They're going to do all the awards on TV now, though. They went back on that, I heard.
Which, the,
Like, oh, the
in the Oscars, ones. How they were going to not do all the, not do all of the, like, technical awards.
Yeah, so those are actually be televised. And I think those are some of the good ones, because those are the people that don't really get a lot of, recognition. Press. Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah.
You know, I think when they gave Suicide Squad best, like, hair and makeup,
mm-hmm.
That was an interesting decision, but I think it's nice that they were able to recognize that. I don't know if it necessarily was the best, but it's cool that they were able to recognize something there.
Yeah, I think that's, like, totally fine. Like, you're nominating this for hair and makeup. Like, this is not a qualifier on the quality of the writing or acting or anything. You're looking specifically at, is the hair and makeup good?
And that's good, because it would suck to, like, work your ass off on a movie like that and... No one's saying that, like, the special effects might not have worked that well, or, like, some of the designs may have been ugly, but that's not, you're not necessarily the one who did those. You're like, hey, I have to just bring it to life. I don't like it either, but I'm good at my job. And it would suck to be in a movie like Suicide Squad that, like, just has shitty ratings, and people, like, no one's gonna say, well, that was the hair and makeup's fault, that movie was bad. Like, probably not. There's probably once or twice, because it's theoretically possible, but I've never seen a movie, like, man, if they would have had some better, like, cosmetologists, this movie would have really, like, actually been good.
Yeah.
Like, they do a good job, and they shouldn't have to get dragged down by an editor who's, like, asleep at the wheel, for example. So that's nice. Should we stay in movies, or should we jump to, like, some industry stuff, other industry stuff? What do you want to do?
Stay in movies for a minute.
Let's just go straight into movies. So
yeah.
You want the good news or the bad news?
Go ahead with the good news. Let's start.
Okay, yeah, this is good news to me at least. So did you see the little teaser thingy for Frozen 2?
I did. I'm actually weirdly hype about it.
I don't think it's that weird that you're hype about it.
Really? Like, okay, good. Because, like, I'm, like, one of those people who's like, look, I acknowledge that there are numerous problems with the first Frozen movie. At the same time, I really enjoyed the first Frozen movie. I do cry when I listen to Let It Go. Like...
But you also cry about everything, so...
Don't call me out like that.
So I think the only time that it's really... I think a lot of the reason we get a lot of backlash culture around stuff like Frozen is not necessarily due to the movie itself, in and of itself, but I think it's due to, like, overexposure and, like, overhyping. Because I saw Frozen, and I quite enjoyed it, like, way after the fact. Like, that was a nice movie. Glad I watched that. Cool. I'm also not like a little girl who this target demographic was at. That said, the target demographic, young girls, were not the ones who were like clogging up anyone's Twitter feeds or Facebook. Like, I don't know right. about you, but at the time of that movie, up until now, I don't really follow a lot of 10-year-old girls on Twitter. It's not really my MO. So the people that were talking about it were like my age or older, and when they're saying stuff like, this is the best Disney movie of all time, I'm like, yo, dog, like, I don't know if I agree with that, or, like, maybe let it cook for a while and let's see about that. I mean, I think it's, for me, it's going to be hard to, like, top Lion King. That's just, like, I think it's well-made and well-paced, and there's a lot of good to it.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's one of those things that, like, I don't feel like you have to, like, a lot of people, like, bring up, like, Lilo and Stitch as, like, well, like, that's such a better sister movie. And it's like, Lilo's just an amazing sister movie, but there doesn't have to be just one. It's like that, like, fallacy of, like, Captain Marvel versus Wonder Woman, which is the best movie, like...
Yeah, so I think it's...
Chill, like, let there be multiple sister movies.
Yeah, I think it's... And again, with that, with like, yo, this is great, this reminded me of me and my sister, if somebody said that. Like, I have no issue with that. I don't think that you're wrong about that. Go ahead, let that cook. So, like, it's the best sister movie of all time. There's never been a movie that showed such a good familiar relationship. It's like, I think we need to have a chat, because that's just false that there weren't any other ones. If you want to call it the best, I'll disagree, but you're entitled to that opinion. And I think that's where a lot of people are like, what do you mean it's the only one? This is, I can prove that wrong with you with three words. Lilo and Stitch, bam, that existed. So I think it was a lot of stuff like that where people were just, had very focused eyes because I don't know what reason we want to give to it. I'm sure we could probably think of some obvious reasons why people just decided to forget about Lilo and Stitch. One of them is just that it was a long time ago, so people forget things that didn't happen a year ago. That said, I saw Moana, and I instantly jumped like, yeah, I think this is probably one of the best Disney movies. And after some time, it's still probably my favorite after The Lion King, if not before The Lion King. I don't know. Those two are, like, top tier for me. All that to say, the new Frozen looks pretty fresh.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Like... I mean, like, look, like, I am a person who, for whom hope springs eternal, I thought it looked pretty gay. Elsa wore pants. They cast, Evan Rachel Wood, confirmed bisexual, as the, as that red-haired girl in the commercial. The
mystery girl.
Or, like, mystery girl. Like.
Yeah, I feel like this is why a lot of people were excited about it. I think that was the main takeaway that a lot of people, at least on my timeline, were like, I was like, oh, hey, a new Frozen. What do people have to say about it? And
everyone was like, give Elsa a girlfriend.
Yeah, there was two major things that I saw, pretty divided, pretty evenly among gender lines. Like, every woman that I saw commenting was like, oh, man, Elsa should have a girlfriend. And then, like, all the dudes were like, yo, what can Elsa do? This is pretty this is crazy. I saw somebody asking, like, this was just their jump off to talk about shit. But they're like, yo, since Disney owns Marvel now, is Elsa an Omega level mutant? And I was like, that seems fascinating. I don't know what that means. But yeah, those are the two major things that I saw about it. And then a couple people were like, oh, Sven has friends. That's cool. I'm like, okay, we found the furries that they are.
Yeah, I just like, and like, also like that whole like opening sequence, like, I'm not sure what else is doing trying to run on the water. Not sure what the purpose of that is, but Disney definitely is flexing their physics engines there, because it looked really cool.
I think that's the only reason why we got Frozen and then Moana, was just them, like, and then, also, Brave was just them saying, hey, look what we can do. Like, we need
it's like, someone look what we can do with hair. Look what we can do with water. Look what we can do with ice and snow.
Yeah.
Look what we can do with water again.
That's how we get the movies that they're going to work with, is, like, what's our benchmark? And they're like, gosh, check this out. We've figured out how to render all physical textures. What do you mean? Like wood and plastic. Oh, okay, so you mean you're releasing Toy Story 4? Like, that's what we mean. Yes, we've really known how to render plastic and wood. I heard a rumor.
What's your rumor?
That there's a connection that within Toy Story 4, the Kingdom Hearts 3 storyline is somewhat canon or something. Or maybe, like, play, like, Kingdom Hearts 3 within Toy Story 4. Because, like, I think this wasn't, like, this was, like, the trailers. I think that Buzz and Woody, like, make some comment that's sourced from a video game or something with, within the game. So I don't know what they're getting at there, but I find that fascinating that it might be that Kingdom Hearts exists in Toy Story. Because why not? When you own everything, just start making jokes. Who cares?
Yeah, why not?
But when's Frozen slated for? I think it was,
It comes out November. This year. It comes out November of this year.
Yeah, so that should be pretty cool. They must be pretty...
Which means the next thing we need to see is a freaking Star Wars trailer. Get a title.
I don't want to see that. I can't deal with that right now. Because you know what's going to happen when we, like, see a Star Wars trailer. Like, it's just going to be another, like, oh, SJWs are taking over the world. Like, that's going to be the takeaway. I don't know what's going to be in the trailer. It could be anything. It could be Adam Driver slicing everybody in half, and still people are going to be like, oh, why they gotta make the white guy the bad guy? Like, I don't know, man. Like, why is Darth Vader the bad
look
guy?
Look out fucking side, my boy.
I mean, there's that, too. But I don't know. Like, people will get mad. I'm like, I just want to see what happens to BB-8. Like, come on, man. Like,
They posted a picture of the three of them hugging as, like, the rap photo, and it just was like, oh, my heart.
John Boyega said he wants to do another Attack on the Block. Is that what the name of that movie was?
Attack the Block.
Attack the Block, yes. While saying it the metric way, Attack on the Block. Or the Imperial way, I guess you would say standard. But that would be cool.
Yeah, Frozen 2 looks cool. Cool. I would love
to. Ha, cool. I get it, Ice.
Happens, ha. Happen. And, like, also, like, I like Anna with her hair down. I like whatever, like, violence appears to be happening. Like, are they going to war against fall? Like,
Elsa defeated summer. Now she has to defeat fall. What do you do when the season is half summer, half winter? The only thing you can do is fight. Nah, I'm looking to see what's cool. I see a lot of... There's this whole thing. I guess we could get into it. We have time. People are calling it, like, the reification. Like, they're making every character, like, kind of look less dress and flowy and more, like, action-y.
Uh-huh.
And people are like, why do we have to say that, like, dresses are bad? Like, I don't know. They're not great for jumping, I guess. But I didn't realize that was it. Because, like, also the Bo Peep thing from Toy Story.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, is that just, like, I'm assuming the Bo Peep, like, her, like the armory pantsuit thing is just going to be from, like, the beginning when they always do, like, a weird make-believe action-adventure. Mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah, she's just going to be, like, I guess not Andy anymore, but someone's pretending, or they're pretending, oh, we're imitating random property that Disney now owns, and it's a Star Wars joke. And then they're now it's Toy Story time.
Toy Story 2 was a Star Wars joke before Disney owned.
Yeah, because you can just do that.
Star Wars, yeah, like...
Fairly Odd Parents did it. They had Dark Laser. He was cool. He had Flipsy. The little dog that flips. I didn't forget. So how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that as a concept? Like, all the characters getting, like, pants and, like, angular tops instead of dresses and, like, flowier, more feminine-coded clothing?
I mean, like, mixed. I feel like, on one hand, I don't like the idea that you have to dress in a more masculine way to be considered badass. But on the other hand, we've got lots of flowy dresses and stuff in the past, it is a nice break from those things. Like, it just, like, maybe shouldn't be, like a binary.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I think it's... I don't even know if they're doing it to, like, make that statement other than, hey, we know that Rey sold. Let's just do that for everybody. Disney princesses as Star Wars characters, but instead of that, it's just, we own Star Wars, so Princess Leia. And Rey. That's it. That's the whole thing. Again, Moana did a great job with that. She had something that was, like, skirty, but also was like, yo, I can, like, jump over stuff. Because there's not as many
frills. And, like, culturally appropriate.
Yeah, that makes sense as well. I don't know what they plan to do with that, but I think it's... I feel like they're stuck in... I don't know how they really even that out, you know what I mean? Like, because I remember people were very appropriately upset about, they had, remember when Jurassic Park or Jurassic World came out and that lady was, like, running around in the hills and people were like, that doesn't make any sense, like, because it didn't make sense. So,
yeah.
Do you, Are they trying to, like, preempt that, like, and then overdoing it, do you think? Or, like, what's their rationale behind that?
Possibly a little bit of both. Like, okay. I mean, there's definitely, like, I think because it's very situational, you know? Like, if you see Black Widow, like, using, like, her, like, high heels as a weapon, like, that makes sense in that situation because that's Black Widow's shtick.
Yeah, she's, like a spy and stuff.
Using, like, having, like, knockout gas and, like, a perfume spritzer kind of thing. Like,
sure.
Those are, like, people who use sexuality and femininity as a weapon. Whereas, like, they're using that intentionally to be underestimated, you know, like, whereas, like, in Jurassic World, like, there's no reason for her to run in heels when she could be running barefoot away from a giant fucking, like, monster lizard, like.
You know who did that really well, actually? And you'll be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Michael Bay.
Really?
Yeah. In the second Transformers, I believe it is, Megan Fox's character goes to see Shia LaBeouf, and she's dressed nicely. Or at least she's wearing heels. I don't know what the context is. And there's a Transformers attack, and then, like, the next time you see them running, like, she's holding her heels, like, I'm not running in these. Like, that's absurd. I have to run. And, of course, Shia LaBeouf is, like, falling because Sam Witwicky's clumsy and a piece of garbage. But, the movie should have been about Michaela. I watch a lot of good videos. It makes sense. Don't at me. I think it was, I can't remember if it was Lindsay Ellis or Dan Olsen. Both kind of have talked about it. I think it was Lindsay Ellis, but she points out that the way that the movie is written, like, like the script, like, you would think that Michaela would have been the character to follow the Transformers around. Like, she's a mechanic, she understands all this, like, tonally, she should be, like, the Transformer human surrogate. And the script says this, like, these are things that, like, are explicitly there, but the direction and the filming always film, like, Michaela as a sex object in ways that are, like, you really had to go out of your way to do that, because Michael Bay's a master of what his audience wants, and he knows what he's doing, unfortunately. So people are like, oh, yeah, she didn't really do anything in that movie. Like, why was her character even there? But, like, textually, you're like, yo, why was Sam actually there? It doesn't make any sense. He doesn't do anything the whole movie. And I'm like, yo, I admit, I was totally guilty of that. I was like, yo, why is she even here? Like, what's his character doing? It's like, just read the script, like, or listen to the movie, and it, like, everything she does makes way more sense. It's just the camera that kind of undermines her. Which is fascinating. Yeah, look that up one day. But that's the good news. That's Frozen 2. The bad news is that Disney owns the whole entire calendar and monopolies are bad.
Yeah, that's the truth. Can't wait for President Elizabeth Warren to bust that trust.
Can she do that?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt was all about the trust busting.
Busting makes us all feel good.
It does. That's not that's not, like, a strong endorsement of Elizabeth Warren, you know? Like, it's, like, 2 minutes into the primary, I just, like, of all the people running, it could be worse.
They all could be worse, even the bad ones, like.
Yeah.
I talked to a friend, and he had some harsh criticisms for, like, a lot of the candidates. And I'm like, well, what if they win the primaries? He's like,
then
it doesn't matter. Like, why the fuck would I care? I'm like, hey, man, there's a pragmatist right there. But yeah, we're only, like 2 months into the 5-year-long primary cycle? So that's fun.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. Our president's getting sued. That's hilarious.
Ah, bless.
And scary. Maybe he should go to Breezewood. what a weird, vaguely insulting thing to say, where no one was insulted, actually. Well, President Trump, could you go to Breezewood real fast? There's logos there. I just think it would be a great photo.
I just think it, like, Breezewood as a place just kind of sums up everything that's wrong with America in the same way that you do.
So, someone should Photoshop that. Hey, have you seen Genie?
The blue boy?
Yeah, from
Blue Boy Genie?
Yeah, from Disney's Aladdin, the live-action movie.
I have seen him. I'm first of all, I'm, like, confused why they did, like, a whole photo shoot of, like, Will Smith in his just, like, regular skin. Like, I guess, like, I think the argument was that, like, that's gonna be, like, him walking around with Aladdin in the streets, kind of.
Yeah, because Genie person. Did that in the movie, right? Like, yeah. He was, like, in just plain skin for most of the movie, other than, like, when he specifically had to be, like, Blue Genie.
Stunting on them, yeah. But,
Someone said, hey, we're going to have, like, Will Smith's face superimposed, like, on all the kids from the songs. Like, all the fake people he dresses up as.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to do that. Because, some of those images might not play so well with, like, our current sensibilities.
Yeah.
Because, like the harem people, Genie definitely, like, becomes, like, one of the harem people, like, as, like, his cast of running characters. And I don't know if that'll play quite the same.
Women in harems is, like, a thing. I mean, like,
well, again, that's going like, to still be there, is... I bet. I just mean, like, the specifically, Will Smith's face on. Like, deep faked onto, like, rando people.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's gonna... I don't know if people will like that.
Yeah. I also, like, I think another weird thing is, like, first of all, like, I feel like the second hot take about, like, post-Blue Genie takes is, like, Aladdin's still wearing a shirt. My guy, like, why the shirt? Like,
he's wearing a shirt.
First of all, you're poor. Like, he's all... I mean, like, Aladdin in the movie just wore a vest and, like, had his chest out. And, like, everyone's like, this is a cute guy. Like, why is he in a shirt? Like...
Oh.
Also, like, and he's supposed to be poor. Like, he looks pretty well-to-do in this, like, nice white shirt. Like...
Well, you know, when you live-action it up, you can't have people looking bad.
But, yeah, It was just really funny. Like, did it happen during the Super Bowl, the Blue Genie? Or was it some other award thing?
I want to say it was the Grammys.
Yeah, because it's totally detracted from the Grammys. Twitter just got, like, completely off track. Like, in like, a very, like, I have seen the Blue Genie and now my soul will never know peace, kind of.
I don't hate it, though. I think it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, it could be very worse.
Yes. I think it just kind of, I'm like, okay, this exists now, and I don't love it. I think it looks weird. Corollary, I have no idea how else this could have looked.
Yeah.
I don't think they could have done it any better or worse. It's just like, yeah, okay, there he is. All cloudy and puffy, and there's Will Smith's face. Talking to Aladdin. Cool.
Yeah.
That's all I got. I don't know. Doesn't Jafar turn into a genie at some point?
Yeah, at the end of the movie.
So yeah, we're going to get to see that too.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's just like the people are like, this guy playing Jafar is pretty hot. Like, obviously, like, we wouldn't want him to be like a terrifying Orientalist caricature like he is in the Aladdin cartoon movie. But like, at the same time, like... harder to believe that Jasmine wouldn't want to marry this guy, like...
I think it was kind of... Wasn't the whole thing? Because I haven't seen it in a while. Wasn't the whole thing just that he was, like, a dick? Like, was it that he was, like, specifically ugly or anything, or...?
Just that he was, like, kind of creepy and, like, power-hungry, but, like, in the original, like, he uses his, like, magic powers to, like, my brain is only coming up with the word imperious, which is a Harry Potter spell.
To shapeshift, to look younger?
To control people's thoughts. Like, control, like, mind control.
Okay, so, I mean, yeah, this is a little fable, fake story. We're doing our best here. Good thing we have so many live-action movies coming out. Yay.
Yay. So, what? Does anyone want these? Like, no one wants these! Why did they keep making them?
Yeah. I mean, the originals still hold up, too. I don't think there's any kids that are like, I won't see that. It's a cartoon. Like, I don't think that's necessarily why people will go watch these movies. I think it's mostly just Disney won't let us see these movies is the main detractor.
Yeah, like, you're keeping them in the...
it's like, oh, man, people don't really talk about Aladdin and Jasmine anymore. I'm like, yeah, because you can't watch the movie because I didn't buy it 20 years ago before it went in the vault. Like,
Right, like, because that shit's been in the vault for...
That's the primary reason, unless you want, like, well, kids today need to know about Aladdin, like, then just put Aladdin in the... Like, you could probably make a ton of movies, you're like, hey, we have a Disney movie, we're just putting it back in theaters. I'm sure people would go see these movies. Oh, definitely,
like, people, like, they do that all the time, like, they did it with Jurassic Park, I've seen Jurassic Park in theaters, I've seen Labyrinth in theaters, like,
Yeah.
It makes money.
Yeah, it's, and if that's what their goal is, then yeah, go ahead. Go for it. Oh, is that all we got for Aladdin? Because I have to tell you something that made me really sad.
No, that's all I got for Aladdin.
Okay.
Tell me
what
made you sad.
So, I was at my partner's house the other day. That was fine. Mm-hmm. That's not the sad part. We just, you know, we were watching Netflix. We watched a comedy special. Ken Jeong, he had a good comedy special. It was pretty interesting. The guy that's known for being in The Hangover and Community, and also known for for previously being a doctor, you know.
I was going to say, for also being a medical doctor.
Yes, like a real-ass doctor. We got done with that. We're just scrolling through Netflix, and she's been watching the original Pokemon for a while. And I'm going back and watching, like, man, Ash sucks as a trainer. Like, I knew he was bad, but this dude is hilariously bad and very uninformed about Pokemon, which, you know, if someone from our world went to the Pokemon land, you'd be forgiven for being misinformed, because Pokemon aren't real. There's a lot to learn. There's types. Yeah. There's evolutions. There's stats. That's fine. But imagine if you grew up your whole life in a Pokemon-based economy. Like, Pokemon do everything. They make the trains work. Apparently they fought in some unknown war. Like, they do everything. You live in the same town and next door to the foremost expert on Pokemon at the time, Professor Damn Oak. And
Goddamn Oak.
Ash Ketchum doesn't seem to understand, or for some reason know, that Pikachu can't really take on an Onix in any actual, like, any real method. Like, he's like, no, I can do this. I'm going to keep forcing this. Like, my guy, like, it's not going to work.
Like, you're not going to be able to shock a rock, my bud.
I mean, he eventually does, because a sprinkler goes off, but, like, sorry, kids, if you try to play this game, it's not going to work, but whatever. And he doesn't seem to... Also, Team Rocket and him and Brock doesn't seem to know Magikarp evolves into Gyarados. Misty seems to be aware of this, but didn't seem to tell anybody. Whatever. Good series. So we're scrolling, and you remember that Pokemon Origins thing that came out where it was, like, real... Not bloody, but, like, way more aggressive, where, like, the one Charmander or Squirtle is, like, biting the shit out of, like, Red's Pokemon, and, like, Blue's like, dude, I'm better than you. You remember that came out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I thought that's what we were about to watch. There was something on Netflix. I was wrong. It wasn't that. It was this I Choose You Pikachu movie. You remember that came out about a year or two ago? So remember that movie where Pikachu talks at the end?
Yes.
Yeah, I forgot that that was in the movie, and I forgot that existed. So we're watching this damn movie that the first part is just a shot-for-shot remake of the first episode, but, like, with better animation. It's beautiful. We're loving it. And then, like, the credits do, like, the song, and there's a montage, and Ash gets his third badge from Erica instead of Lieutenant Surge, which was always possible, but who would do that? Come on, like, you get whooped on. And then it just goes off the rails with a bunch of other shit. He sees Ho-Oh at some point. There's, like, Pokemon from the newest generations. Like, Homeboy has Lucario. This girl has, like, a Piplup. I'm like, yeah, I guess continuity's gone. I don't know why they're all over here, like, in vague Kanto region next to the Sacred Tower from Johto, but whatever. Fuck continuity. It's for the kids. We're watching this. I'm enjoying it. There's new Pokemon. And, Ash does the thing that he's so known for. He just gets his ass whooped repeatedly and is a bad trainer. And, Incineroar comes out and, you know, whoops on his Charmeleon. Like, oh, cool, Incineroar. He was in Smash. I know he can win this fight. And then, you know, the story goes on, and all these Pokemon come out, and I'm like, this is very reminiscent of the first movie where Mewtwo controlled Pokemon, but some other Pokemon's doing it, whatever. And they just beat the straight shit out of Ash, like, of course they did, because everyone's gone. And there's, like, 20 fully evolved Pokemon shooting beams and shit at him. I'm like, dog, you should run away. He doesn't run away. He gets wrecked. Him and Pikachu are lying on the ground. Pikachu starts talking. And it was the cheesiest shit I've ever seen in my life. And I forgot. And
is it just like, I can't remember the context. Is it just that, like, he's hallucinating?
You know, I think that's what they were going for. But it's not super apparent that that's what they were going for. Like, the camera blurs a bit. But you're like, yo, can Pikachu talk? Yo, there's no precedent for this. This is very strange. And it was deeply uncomfortable. And you know how much I hesitate to call things cringy. But I was cringing real bad, and, like, when it hits you, it hits you. And the decision that I thought was the weirdest. You know how Mewtwo can kind of talk to people, like, through psychic powers?
Uh-huh.
You know how, like, Meowth, they explained it, but it makes it... He taught himself to talk. And there's another movie in the Pokemon lore where they go in, like, the history of a Lucario. Like, there's some mystic one, because he has, like, the aura powers. And he can also do that. He can talk to people, like, through psychic powers. So, if you have a script where Pikachu's going to talk, why would you have another Pokemon in there whose whole thing is being able to, like, communicate with people, who doesn't do that through the entire movie? He just doesn't. You're like, no, it's Pikachu that's going to talk. I'm like, dog, this is so weird. And, like, all those theater reactions that I saw, it fucked me up, fam. I'm not going to lie. It fucked me up. And I'm scarred. This is way worse than Blue Genie. I'd see 1,000 Blue Genies if I didn't have to hear Pikachu talk to Ash. It was very bad. And then, you know, he comes back to life. Like, not from crying or not from, like, his hat. He just comes back to life. And it's... He was gone. He was physically gone. It's like he was stoned, like, with Mewtwo. And Mew stoned him. He just disappeared and then came back. Overall, it was enjoyable, though. I recommend 99% of that movie.
Everything except that one part.
That one part was very bad. But it's alright. I felt nostalgia. Speaking of Netflix, Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaj is back. He's very great. Go check that out. Make sure he gets more seasons because he does good work. So, have you seen that show yet?
I have not seen the show, but I watched the preview, promo he did with Tan from Queer Eye.
Oh yes, that was a good promo.
That was very good.
Tan's very cool. I'd watch the show if it was just him as well. I mean, I currently watch it, but I would continue to watch it if it was just him. No, you should check a few episodes of it out. There's some really good stuff in there. He talks about a lot of different topics. And lastly, I guess we always jump into it. We can talk a little about Overwatch, but before we do that, we should talk about the shitty-ass layoffs that Activision Blizzard did. They left, like, 800 people.
Yeah, it's capitalism at its absolute worst, because they posted record profits.
So, yeah. So the one thing that I did here that's, I guess, is worth pointing out, to get into, like, even some deeper things. Someone said it wasn't profits that they made that was record, but revenue, which doesn't, which is different.
Slightly different.
But I think that's very good to point out, because I think the reason they didn't get their record profits despite record revenue was not all the employees as they made it out to be, but I think the wild-ass salaries that the high-up people were getting. Like, you wouldn't have to lay off 800 people if, like, the CEOs weren't making, like, a bajillion dollars, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
but whether it was, like, record revenue or profit, like, you don't gotta, I don't know if that's what you're like, hey, I know we made record, more money came to us than ever before, time to get rid of, like, all the people who made that possible.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I recently started running our union Twitter, and, like, so I was, like, following a bunch of, like, union, accounts and, like, organizers and stuff, and one of them's the Game Workers Unite Twitter, and, like, they've been trying to get Bobby Kotick fired.
He should like, be fired.
Since it happened, because he's not only a jackass, but also, like, making a terrible business decision.
Yeah, because here's the thing that we normally say about a lot of billionaires, is that they're, like, they're assholes for being billionaires, but typically they are able to keep their business making billions of dollars and not have to lay off people. Like, if you're a billionaire or, like, a millionaire who's also not doing your business well, like, now you're really not redeeming. Like, you're not good for capitalism, even. And if that's what our basis is, the hell you doing, man? Like, you had to drop 800 employees? I don't think you're doing this right, man. Like,
yeah.
And like, then also, and that's before we even get to morals, like, you failed at your job.
Yeah.
Like, if any of your employees would have did that bad, you would have fired them. So, like, why are you still here? I don't know. Blizzard's making a lot of weird decisions that are, like, I've never seen favor of a company, like, shift so quickly.
Dramatically, yeah.
Like, even like, before this, people, like, all the Warcraft fans are like, yo, what's our game? Like, what are you doing with our game? Like, what the hell is it? Like, this isn't anywhere near as good as it used to be. They dropped all the esports and, like, half the development of Heroes of the Storm. Hearthstone's kind of chugging along. StarCraft hasn't seen updates in years. Diablo had that whole mess with, like, their mobile game, which is, they tried to get Diablo fans, like, not to be excited, but they still did anyway. That it's not Diablo 4, and they're like, okay, Blizzard. And they're like, here's not Diablo 4. We told you it wasn't. But that was mismanaged pretty well. Like, that was probably the one game they had that I don't think anyone wanted a mobile game for. Like Overwatch or WoW probably could have got away with that, but not really Diablo. Like,
yeah.
We know Activision's record, and then Overwatch has just been, like, stagnating in a way that a lot of the people playing are like, what's going on. Like, we haven't... There's no lore, there's no updates, this game's getting pretty stale, there's no rewards for playing, and all your money is very obviously going to Overwatch League, which is dope, it looks good, and we'll talk about that in a second, but, like, what about the whole rest of us who are having, like, a whack time playing your fucking game? And then, like, Apex yeah. Legends comes over, and all the Twitch viewership, like, I think Overwatch was, like, at 9,000 viewers at one point from, like, its normal 80,000, and you see mm-hmm. Apex Legends, like, 262,000 people, like, it's crushing it, just absolutely crushing it. And you're like, yeah, this is, I think your fans are not fans of your game right now because of bad practices. And then your company lays off, like, 800 people, and everyone's like, yeah, okay, cool, Blizzard, you're really making good decisions over here. We're all excited to be fans of your product. So it's, yeah. They're in some rough spots. Like, it's hard to recover from a lot of these things all at once, I think. But
yeah, they've just been kind of whiffing it.
Yeah, and I've,
pretty consistently.
Like, in a way that doesn't make any sense. Like, you're going to get, like, upstaged by, like, EA right now. Like, multiple times voted worst company in America, like, many times in a row. For legitimate reasons and people being petty, but mostly legitimate reasons. And, like, oh, hey, here's this free game. We want to get some money off you guys. But, like, whatever. We don't think this game's going to do that well. And that game did very well.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. People should unionize. People should stop treating their workers like trash. Companies should treat their workers in a way that they don't need a union, but they should still have a union.
Yeah.
Agree. That would be the perfect situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Overwatch League started this week. That's pretty cool, right? I like Overwatch League.
Yeah.
Shanghai has lost two games already.
Oh, man.
Which is, you know.
Poor Shanghai.
Like, they weren't bad teams, but it's like, shit. The new team, Spark, mm-hmm. Hangzhou, I believe, is doing very good, and their social media is killing it. You should follow them definitely. On Instagram. They post some good stuff.
I will check it out. Yeah, let me look. Because I like their aesthetic.
Yeah, I think that's why they have so many fans, like that pink and blue. But what they've done so far is they have posted pictures for, like, all their matches. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what their character is. It's like a little knight with a TV head. So, like, Hangzhou Spark versus Shanghai Dragons. It's this little character fighting a dragon. And then when it wins, the dragon has been slain. They have, like, more art ready to go. And then uh-huh. they had, like, their team versus Valiant. And there's, like, this lady with, like, the Valiant helmet coming down. And I guess the character and them get married or whatever. But, like, they've resolved their differences. But they have, like, winning artwork against teams. Which is super weird of a thing to do. Like, and these are, like, original art pieces, so I don't know what exactly they're doing or why they have, like, a fake mascot, but I like it a mm-hmm. lot, and their pink and blue stuff looks very, very cool. I want one of their jerseys. And, of course, their little hand, their little icon. People have, like, little gloves already for it.
Nice.
They're a good team. Unfortunately, Paris has won their first game. I'm very upset about that, because screw Paris Eternal. They beat London Spitfire, who is actually off to a terrible start. They've lost two games. You know, the team that won everything last year, they do it like the NFL, and their first match was against... it was like a rematch. Mm-hmm. And, they lost to Philly. Like, Philly did a good job of beating them. So that's... go Philly, but... oh, man, come on, London.
Let's go Fusion.
Yeah. Very excited about Fusion. I'm not so excited that London Spitfire is losing two games already. Like, that's... but they also sandbagged it the whole game, the whole season last year, and then won the final. So it really only matters if you do when things matter. So,
mm-hmm.
Anything else? Yeah. Oh, Gritty came out. Gritty did the walkout for Philly. So that's
I saw that.
And that's cool. They made him a jersey. Everyone was very happy about that walkout. So I like when teams do good walkouts and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's fun. I like that Gritty is just like the. He's just, like, Philly's mascot at this point, like...
whoever designed that character is probably so happy now, but that first day when they revealed Gritty, they were probably super scared. That person probably was like, I'm never going to work again. And now they're like, right. I am a god, and you all should listen to every design choice I make for eternity, because I'm a genius. Maybe they are a genius, I don't know. It's worked out very well for them. What else? Oh, that dude, Dufresne, he's real famous for, like, being a weird dude. on Overwatch streaming and like one of the best like DPS players of all time, and like mm-hmm. keeps getting banned for like being a jackass like on the game, like not like bigoted or anything, but just like during games or like quitting matches or just doing stuff. And people are like, if he can like not get into drama, like he's going to be an asset to the team. So they played their first game the other day, and this dude insta-locks Torbjorn, who's notoriously not in the meta at all, and proceeds to like put on a clinic on like how good your aim actually can be. And on one of the matches, and he played meta stuff the rest, but he was embarrassing. Like Florida, I want to say, like with his Torbjorn, and people are like, "This isn't really supposed to happen," but he's very good. And yeah, I guess you can do whatever you want when your team is working together. So, but they said they put some strategies together to like facilitate making that work. But mm-hmm. no one practices against beating that character because no one plays it in the professionals. So it was, people are like, "This dude's a madman. He's so good. This is going to be a fun season." So that's pretty cool. I'm glad to glad to see different things working. And Symmetra actually got some real play, so that was cool. When last year she got 0% play time the whole season, and this time she's already been played by the Gladiators in like a real mm-hmm. composition. Like they weren't memeing or anything. Sure, for Lane Roberts, he says that the character has a lot of potential that people won't work with. I think because she has her beam recharged on barriers, so like she can infinitely shoot like the hot meta right now, and nothing can stop her from doing that. Like, she just burns shields. D.Va can't eat it. And it becomes, like, more powerful than Zarya's beam. So, like, fun stuff. So, that's the blast on that. So, you rooting for any teams this year?
I don't know. I haven't, like, really dug into it. I feel like I will just be, like, a Spark fan as a completely, aesthetic choice.
That's a fine choice. It's a good aesthetic. I think they did good on their marketing. Everyone loves them, and they're a sweet-looking team. Oh, I sent you that video from Dallas Fuel. How'd you like that? It was about Effect, that revival video.
Yeah, it was freaking emotional. Like, I was like, you sent me that, and I was like, oh man, like, Dom, like, what are you sending me videos about Overwatch League for? Like,
because I thought you would specifically like that video. Like,
you were right.
I wouldn't send you something that's like, hey, dude, look at this play. Like, it's going to be so good. Like, you're like, I don't care. Like, nah, this is about the stories.
It is about the stories. It was very emotional. It was about, is it Dallas Fuel player?
Yeah, Dallas Fuel player, Effect. I don't remember his name. But he goes by, his tag is Effect.
And, it was, like, really well shot. Like, in addition to being, like, an emotional video, but like the it was about like how he had considered dropping out of the league over like between seasons, and like how like he had been struggling with like depression and anxiety, as well as like being in the closet, and like how he had come out to his team as bi, and like everyone was really supportive and wanted him to give the game another shot. And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so
it was like,
they're so emotional about this video game.
Yeah, like the music's flawed. He's like, yo, I used to want to be the best player, but now I want to be the best teammate. And everyone's like, that was like the one criticism people had of him, because dude was amazing at the game, but they're like, you need to stop trying to like be a one-man army. That's why like part of why your team's losing. The other half is because the other players weren't as good, but like it just like swelled real high and the little logo came up. I'm like, that's well shot. That's what I enjoy about sports, like esports and traditional sports, is the games are fun to watch, but like, let's be real, it's no matter if it's football, hockey, tennis, Overwatch, there's variants, but it's mostly the same thing over and over and over again. You root for like, oh, this guy or this girl is not doing so well and they got it together, or like, let's see if they can make this work as a team, and like, oh man, this person, everyone hated him last year, they're gonna like get redeemed, and like, that's really,
yeah, it looks like the story.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And like, a lot of teams are making these really well-produced things. I think, like, Valiant did their team roster reveal was, like, an Office parody, like, the theme song. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty cool. So it's, like, people, like, had a lot of little details in it and stuff, too, that's, like, you didn't have to do all this, but no, you guys really did it. So that's the stuff that I'm really enjoying. I haven't even technically seen a game yet, just since I've been busy. I've seen, like, some highlights and stuff, but it's mostly just been what's going on with the story, what are the players doing. That's what's fun.
Yeah.
And that's why sports are cool. Fire Ben Roethlisberger.
preach.
Yo, last thing before we get into the biz. You know what's out now?
What's out?
I'll give you a guess.
A video game.
No, Shamrock Shakes as the ball of shit.
Oh, yeah, you gotta get them. It's the time.
I already got one. So good. Didn't even get sick. Lactose intolerant. Monday, or Tuesday, didn't even care.
I'll get one on Tuesday when I'm back near work.
Do it.
Treat myself.
You gotta do it. They're so good. Oh,
love a Shamrock Shake.
So good. Oh, McDonald's, give us money to talk about how good your shakes are. They won't do it because we acknowledge that there's no milk in them. Still good though. Anything else we got for today? It's a low energy one. We're recording this like earlier in the day than normal.
I think we're good.
Cool. Hey, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you give the people the social media biz?
I sure can.
Awesome.
Hey kids.
Hey kids.
Are you ready, kids? So if you want to find us on the internet, you can hit us up at our Discord. That link's gonna be somewhere for you to find. You can hang out with us there. If you want to find us on Twitter, you can find us at Character Rev. You can find us on Facebook at Character Reveal. You can listen to the podcast in your browser by going to characterreveal.simplecast.fm. You can find us on Instagram at Character Reveal. You can find Dom on the internet anywhere he wants to be found at Brother Dom. You can find me at Hella Stuff on Instagram, The Snow Queer on Tumblr. I finally refilled my queue, so there's content coming up again.
Thank you.
And you can follow my various ramblings on Twitter at Captain Stuff.
That sounds good.
That's all the deets, I think.
Yo, rate us 5 stars. Come to our Discord. Support us on Patreon. That's the biggins. That's good stuff.
Patreon's patreon.com/character reveal. If that's your, thing, if you want to hit us up there.
We did it. Word them up. We got any other, anything else before we tell the people goodbye?
I don't think so.
So as I lean over to the mic, my children, I want to say thank you for listening to another episode. And until next time, see you later.